As 83,000 people flocked to ANZ Stadium to watch the Sydney Roosters defeat the Melbourne Storm, there was another event, smaller in size but no less passionate, skillful and important. The 48th Koori Knockout was held in Dubbo over the weekend, with thousands descending on the regional centre in an event that extends far beyond the football field. Christian Minali reports.
The 48th edition of the Koori Knockout saw the Newcastle All Blacks end a 31-year drought and claim the top prize, defeating the La Perouse Panthers by 1 point, 19-18. The Newcastle Yowies won the women's division, defeating the Wellington Wedgetails. Joe Williams, former South Sydney Rabbitoh and current mental health advocate, said that the knockout was about much more than the results.
It's about people coming together. The Aboriginal footy knockout is more than just a weekend of football. It's a weekend of sharing with each other, with communities, and about communities coming together right across the New South Wales region. It's a very community event. You know, it's Aboriginal communities from right across New South Wales, and it's getting bigger every year. You know, for as long as I can remember, since I was a kid, you know, you always marked in the calendar when the Aboriginal knockout was on, because it was a huge event for families, for communities, and you know, all people right across New South Wales region.
The Koori Knockout is the second longest running rugby league competition in Australia and has been the place where many of the current crop of Indigenous NRL stars have perfected their trade. Greg Inglis, James Roberts, Ash Taylor and Andrew Fifita were a few of the stars to appear in this year's competition.
We see NRL players on TV with a lot of the communities in, whether it be, you know, northern New South Wales or right out in the western New South Wales, you know, right out in the country areas. Seeing these NRL players can be, you know, a little bit out of reach sometimes, but seeing and playing with them and mixing it with these NRL stars and who are Origin stars and Australian stars, makes it almost like these goals are reachable. And the guys who are there play at the elite level obviously don't see themselves above anyone, so they're out mixing it with the kids and photos with families, and it's just a real beautiful way to share.
NITV Rugby League commentator Ron Griffiths said that the knockout should be regarded as one of the pinnacles of the game in Australia.
Don't really get anything better than it. I mean, if you look at social media at the moment, it's going crazy from non-Aboriginal people talking about how good the football is. It's more enjoyable than watching the NRL Grand Final because it's a completely different style of rugby league. It's just not so structured. They're able to play what's in front of them. They're genuine athletes who understand the game, and they're really good at the game. A talent perspective, you won't see any more talent. From a toughness perspective, you won't see any more tough.
Joe Williams said that many future Indigenous stars were on display over the weekend. He called on professional clubs to get out to the knockout in the hope of unearthing the next talented youngster.
I mean, it's second to none. You know, as far as talent and ability goes, if any scout with half a mind for football that wanted to recruit some players would spend a weekend out there in the Aboriginal knockout. Some of these kids are absolutely amazing, and the next crop coming through are just getting faster, just getting stronger and just getting fitter. So, you know, it's even more special for what's to come for the future.
The Koori Knockout was attended by an estimated 30,000 people over the four-day event at Apex Park. The New South Wales Rugby League reportedly had not supplied referees to the competition until late last week, prompting Ron Griffiths to call for increased support for local clubs as they attempt to organise such a large event.
Needs to have avenues to non-Indigenous Australia, no doubt, but we can't go down the path of them running the event. You know, it's been a community-run event for 48 years, and I believe that's the way it needs to stay, but we need to harness and utilise, you know, the NRL and New South Wales Rugby League. We need to harness and utilise their structures, you know, their support structures and things like that. I mean, because they do the game every day of the week, 7 days a week for 365 days of the year.
As the winners, the Newcastle All Blacks will host the Koori Knockout next year. Griffiths hopes that the event will see more NRL stars inspiring the next generation.
They all should do it if they're allowed to by their clubs, and you know, I think clubs should make an exception for players to do that. Those guys that are leaders amongst their people, leading the way, you know, show them where they're from and being proud of it and not forgetting it. And gives those kids in those communities, and there may be issues within those communities, gives those kids an out. One, they can go and see their hometown hero. Two, they can aspire to be like them.
Yep, NITV commentator Ron Griffiths ending that report by Christian Minali.